And he walked out and looked up the street and could see up here. And he seen blazes up there, so he stopped over and knocked at the door. And Dad answered the phone and he said, "Joe," that was my father's name. He said, "There's an awful big fire uptown," and I heard it. I said, "Oh, Dad, are we going to the fire?" He said, "Yeah, get dressed, we'll go." So we got dressed and hiked up to the fire. We got on our bicycles and rode up to the fire. And my sister, I don't remember, she didn't go that night. She just wasn't in the humor to go to a fire, I guess. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we got up there, and there was a doctor. There's a two-story building right across who had his offices on the second floor, and we knew him real well. So it was cold that morning, awful cold. So we put our bicycles right in the hallway there, downstairs, and went up and we sat in his office and looked right across the street and watched this building burn. Had that fire been 7 hours sooner, there'd have been a lot of people hurt, burned up in that fire from that theater being up there.
Yeah.
But then after that fire, the Sauer people by the name of Sauerwein here in Brazil, they built the Sauerwein Theater where the Cooper Theater is now.
Oh.
You know where the Cooper is? Well, they built that in 1907. And in 1947, it burned.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. One Sunday morning about 5:30. And if it hadn't been for your Terre Haute Fire Department, where this new bank building is, there was a bunch of old buildings in there. They probably 75, 100 years old, a lot of them. They did catch on fire in the back, but if it hadn't been for the Terre Haute Fire Department getting over here, the whole thing would have burned.
Yeah.
Because our fire department wasn't equipped then, like in 47, like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
But I got up that morning and I told my sister, I said, "There's a big fire downtown. Looks like it's Mendenhall's drugstore." That was right on the corner of Walnut and Main. And I walked down Franklin Street and I seen it wasn't there, and then I walked on down another square and I could look clear across and see, well, that's the Sauerwein Theater. I got down there and walking around, and some fellow said, "Hi, PG, how are you this morning?" I said, "Fine." Called my name Harold Southern from headquarters in Terre Haute. I heard him come in that morning, that's what woke me up. And he said, "We were just getting off duty when we got a call, and they was out of their fire suits and they just had on civilian clothes. Well, they grabbed their rubber coats and their rubber breeches, but Harold said, I'm about froze to death." I said, "Do you want a sweater?" He said, "Well, I sure would appreciate it." I said, "I'll run up home and get you one." So I came up home and got him a sweater and got him fixed up, and pretty soon another guy said, "Hi, PG, how are you this morning? You got any more sweaters up home?" "Yeah." Fellow by the name of Bud Prose, Wilbur Prose. So I come up and got him a sweater and didn't anymore get him straightened out till the third fellow hollered, say, "Hey, PG, bring me a sweater. You got any more?" I said, "Yes." So I got him a sweater. And the next Wednesday, why, Harold came in the office, had three sweaters. They'd all been clean and all wrapped, very nice.
How about that?
So they appreciated my helping them, appreciated my helping them out.
Yeah.
I used to go That's down there story. Quite often to headquarters and eat my dinner. They'd call me and say, "We're going to have so-and-so today, come on down." A lot of fun, you know.
Uh-huh. So. Sure, well, you're kind of informal member there. That's good. Well, now, you, the city of Brazil has this distinctive relationship with the county. What do you call Brazil with regard to the county?
City of Brazil, is that the way you want me to refer to it?
Yeah, but yeah. What is Brazil, you'd say, is the...
Is the county seat, Clay County, yes.
That's the word we use.
I don't know where the name Brazil originated.